I think good afternoon, right? I've been say good morning 2-3 times already this morning in the Mother Church. And then thank you so much for welcoming us, Joe and Kay, and my husband Joe. Now he's speaking to the Cambodian churches. Then I am here. They separate from my husband. But thank the Lord for everything what he has done. So we working as a missionary. They don't like, they want us to share everything that we have to different churches. So, and last six weeks, I went to New York by myself, speak in the nine churches by myself, all these nice family, so I never met them. So walked through snow, and suddenly came home just only one day, and flew to Hawaii, a different beautiful Hawaii. Then we finished Hawaii in two churches, and then this is our ending. Speaking to the San Jose Church, we praise the Lord for what he called us to do. And then you can see that, let me learn how to do this. Okay, I got it. Yeah. Then you might even go down here because I can read that. And they said, I always claim this sentence, this scripture, that who am I, sovereign Lord, that you have brought me this far? Because I came from nowhere. I came from as nothing. God brought me up and up because I really praise God. I always ask God that, who am I, Lord? Who is my family? Why you brought me this so far? My husband is a refugee Cambodian from Cambodia. I fled from the country, communist, killing field. Myself, fled from Laos, and both of us meet each other here in the United States. Then suddenly, because of obedience, God called us to do his ministry. That's why we always praise God for that. I think that it's not different from Thai, from Laos. This is the road, the countryside we're traveling. We want to take you a little bit before I tell you about my ministry, take you a little bit in Cambodia, how Cambodia look like. And then you can see that it's very hot, humid, mosquito, everything you can, you name it, in Cambodia. Or you can find snake when you be careful. So, but we thank God, God protecting us. And then I want to show you this. And because the map, we surrounded by Thai, by Lao, by Vietnam, and by China, by Burma. So we're not far away from these four three countries. We live there, and Cambodia is the south. It's very hot and humid. This is Cambodian only have only 25 provinces, so we can go around only a day and a half if you drive fast. Listen to the map, the country, all the name in there. I don't need to read to write for you because a different strange name. So you even I say it, you probably don't get it. And then when traveling, that's gonna take you around. When we're traveling, we can see all these beautiful palm tree along the road. And that's a place, sometime long time ago, they don't have bathroom. That's all the bathroom. This is, even now, people use it. So that's a, take me a long time in order to do that. Then we go around, we can see the guy fishing and around the house, small house. This is a go toward countryside. And my husband and I, we work in Phnom Penh in the capital city, but we traveling around to train, to teaching, to helping people around. So we see almost everything. And you can see that, water buffalo, we see cow. That's a typical Cambodia. Well, everybody think maybe Cambodia is a very poor country, no house, nothing. But they have a big house, big building, tall building. Then they have a small house. It's a different, it's a, people poor is very poor. People rich, very rich. and different from here. Well, this is all about my story. How about your leader will say that I'm Laotian. I did not speak Cambodian. I married to a Cambodian one. Actually, in my life, I never dreamed to marry to Cambodian. This is not my way. I don't like to marry to Cambodian because I cannot speak their languages. It's not I hate them. I rather marry to Laotian. But God's way is not my way. My way is not God's way. And the Lord brought me as soon as I arrived in the United States, then I met my husband. He's a Cambodian man. Then, the long story short, I met him a day, second day, third day, I admit to marry him. This is God's way. This is God's way. By prayer, supplication, be obedient, that we walk together now 42 years working. By doing that, I'm willing to go that far, but God called me. I did not speak Cambodian at all. Then I willing to go to Cambodia. If I struggle with that, nationality and languages, everything I deal okay. I'm people person. I can talk to anyone. But nationality, Cambodian always, when my husband was district superintendent, people ask, your wife is Lao? Why she do not speak Cambodian? So I heard that over and over, and at passing by, people say, she's Lao. I don't like that. But then I said, then tell my husband, why you don't teach your wife to speak? Anyway, over and over, and sometimes make me think that that's okay, I will settle in the United States, I don't go nowhere. But then God called us to go to Cambodia. What I make decision, I told my husband, no, they probably don't take me that much. But God calling, God spoke to my heart. I decided to go. The first assignment, I had to learn language. I did not speak Cambodian, but I spoke probably a few words. Eat, go, come, love you, I love you, honey. That's all. But then, my assignment, when I passed all the tests in the national office, they said, your job gonna be speaking, learn how to speak. When I arrived in Cambodia, I look at the Bible. I said, honey, no way I can read this. I can't. But anyway, when God sent me there, he had a purpose for me. Then I said, well, God, I kneel down and pray. You brought me this far. Let's walk with me and help me to go through. I was 65 years old. Learn languages is not easy. Usually they take only at the age 30 to go another country. They can learn. But 65, no way. But in God, there's a way. Anyway, in I learning, after that, I learn because I get upset myself, cannot speak. I learn, depend on God. By 6 months, I can do the work. Praise the Lord. I talk about like this. I didn't think that because I'm brave, I'm bright, I'm good. No, I'm but not. But the Lord want to use me. He equipped me well. He helped me to go through that faster so I can help men and women along with my husband in there easily. I can go freely. The people will speak to me. When Cambodian people speak to you their language, they love you, they hug you, they welcome you. I feel at home. Well, the scripture always go with me. Deuteronomy 31:8. The Lord himself go before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid and do not be discouraged. That's a promise of God. God said, do not be afraid. I'm afraid because when I went to Cambodia, people might say, oh, they love my husband. My husband is very popular. He was preaching, teaching, every give him a praise. Then he, one thing he don't have, he has Liu Sun's wife. So they go over there, but God said, do not be afraid, do not discourage. He will be with you. Everybody asked me, oh, maybe people don't accept her well because she's a Liu Sun. A lot of things going on in my mind. But thank God. When I was there, I can speak, I can jump in the church, and people accept me. And praise the Lord. Because of that, because of God, everything. Then, I thank Jesus Christ, our Lord, who has given me strength that he considered me trustworthy, appoint me to his service. I think the Lord, before the Lord appointing us, he know our heart. He know our mind. He know that I love my husband. I love his people. I did not hate him. I married to my husband. He's a widow. With 5 children. His late wife died. All the family are Cambodian. So I jump in the family of Cambodian. That's where I start. I love his people. Then God see my heart. People ask me how you get a language fast. I said, love your neighbor as yourself. I love people. I love Cambodian. In spite of people don't like me, I continue to love and share my life with them. When, according to the scripture at the top, that the servant of God may be truly equipped for every good work. That's why God equipped me for the good work to serve in Cambodia. And I believe in God truly, wholehearted, that he equipped me. I am not the expert on languages. I don't expert about talking, but the Lord himself go before me and be with me, help me to be accepted by my brother, sister in Cambodia. When I arrive, this is the office of the CMA. They call CMA Mission House. All the people from United States and to work for the CMA field, we work in this office. But you see, like small, but back there's very big, large. When I arrived there, I met all these workers in the CMA office. Then my teachers right there, the one have the light blouse, light yellow, brown a little bit. She taught me how to speak. Then I able to teach these people, and in English, then they translate to me in Cambodian. The first step, they say, come on, come on, teach me. I say, I cannot speak. I say, we help you. So I do the broken a little bit, come here, a little bit. Then, after that, my heart went over there. I want to help the women. I want to help the churches. That's why I get the languages. Then I met the president, a Great Commission woman. She's president of the women in there. So I saw her, she speak English. I said, would you be my friend? Can you pray with me? And she was jumping, talking, she cried. She said, thank God you came from another country. You accept me. Then we become friend, become prayer partner. Then we come, I helping her go through all the women ministry in Cambodia. My job, besides traveling with my husband, equipping women national leader, equipping leader by mentoring to all. I went with my husband everywhere. Driving the car in Cambodia is not easy. You might kill people. If God was not where we are, we ought to kill 100 people. The people drive the motorbike just like that. As you drive the car, they go, what? And the Lord just stop right there. So every single time, when you come back home, he said, oh, praise the Lord, we don't kill people today. This is the life of missionary in Cambodia. They drive the car crazy. But because of your prayer and your support for all missionary, we can work there. We get away from accident every time. My husband drives the car just like that. So it's very hard. But we praise the Lord. We come home back to U.S. in peace. And then, of course, Mr. V, you see, I pray with her. my prayer father for women ministry once a week for 8 years. We've been together, pray together, support any problem we bring to the table. We pray and we help her through and speak to all the women with her, hang around with her and helping her. Then this is also, she is the wife of the missionary. Her husband is American, married to the young girl in Cambodia. Because she's Cambodian herself, a lot of Cambodian people don't accept her when she teach. She have a hard time. So my assignment is to work with her, help her out, pray with her, and keep her courage. And finally, step by step, she be able to stand firm. The first time when people saw her become the leader of the woman, people went, I don't like her, I don't like her, I cry. Anyway, I come alongside, we become sister, we pray, we help, and she's a wonderful woman. The one thing, before I left to Cambodia, when God called Joe and I to be a missionary in national conference, they called General Council of the Christian and Missionary Alliance. And that night, the president, Gary Benedict, and asked me, Kay, can you come up to platform? I said, what? They're going to do the feed watching. I was only one woman and two men, the president of Alliance, and kneel down like that. Let me sit there and wash my feet. He said, Kay, I wash your feet to represent that when you go to Cambodia, use your feet to share the gospel and humble yourself. And not only wash, he lift up my feet and he dried it. So this is really a role model to me, send me off when I go to Cambodia. Well, I don't speak Cambodian much. I lead them one day. I asked that I can wash the feet of the woman committee. They didn't know what I'm doing. I line them up, 7 of them. I said, I want to talk to you guys. Then I kneel down one-on-one. They cry. By doing that, submit myself, be humble, and they accept me. That's because I'm Laotian. I have to work hard to get to people. And they accept me. And I wash her feet, this president herself. Then I speak to the young woman ministry. I also began to, she's like my daughter. I wash her feet, and she cried. I learned that from Dr. Gary Benedict to help me that. So I be able to do that. This is the ministry. I told people, when you do ministry, you pack up all your whatever doctor degree, master degree, put in a suitcase and then go by yourself. Don't bring along with you. It won't work over there. One of my friends, he earned 3 doctor degree. He cannot work in Cambodia because he put himself so high. That's why we work with different culture, different nationality. We have to learn the culture. Anyway, that's my job. Besides following my husband, wherever my husband go, I go. This is a woman ministry. Then I teaching these women, all the leaders, all pastor wife. Then I line them up, let them have the crowd. And put the crown on the feet of Jesus. You are important people. You are important person when you are pastor, wife, or leader wife. Even though people don't acknowledge you, don't know you, but God is the one who already prepared the big crowd in heaven for you. They opened their eyes. They said, we are important. I told them, like I come with my husband and Cambodian culture, when I come to church like this, Joe and I were sitting in front. They said, let's welcome Pastor Joe, missionary from United States. And Kay sit there, no name. This culture. I was disappointed the first time. Finally, I learned it. So I used it and so I accept the culture. These women are also disappointed, but be able to help them to know that we are important. We don't need to get applauded, but God already give us the glory. This lady, the blue shirt, the blue blouse, the brown one, the blue, the president of CMA in Cambodia. Her husband the president, and of course, she, when her husband president, she become Mrs. President, just like first lady. Then if people don't say, good morning, like she got mad. We acknowledge. She cranky, got mad, everything. But the Lord lead me to help her. Not only I go to help my boss, assign me to do so. I pray. I don't know how to help President Rai because I respect her husband. But she called me Sister K. Later on one day, walk to me. Hi, mommy. I say, yes, I can do now, mommy. So we help her. We help her to go through so many things. And she turned out to be a happy woman. But she still have struggle. But pray for women in Cambodia. Pray for worker in Cambodia. They struggle, the women. When their husband talk, they silent. They have no voice. So we'll be able to help them. And also, of course, Mrs. V there. Then this is a new president now in Cambodia, this side. And all these leader wife of the board, I've been able to walk to work with them one by one. One lady, another side, she's smiling. The lady that, when she see American people, even Lao American, Cambodian American, she won't talk. She said, those people are higher. They stuck up. She don't talk. She come to my house, she's hiding in the car. Finally, I found out. I cried to her, track her. I don't know how to get. I pray. Lord, please help me. I love to crochet. I love to do things. I love to knit things. So I crochet the headband for her. I bring to her. She said, you give to me? I said, yes. And she wear that headband. And she says, thank you, sister. And she become my good sister. And then also Pastor Wai. This is so many Pastor Wai, but I take only the one important one. The lady on the green blouse, she married to the man who has 6 or 7 children, growing up children. She's a single woman. She came in, she cranky, so doesn't want to accept anyone. So again, my assignment and Joe's assignment to work with this couple. We work. And I use my life. Because I married to Joe. Joe have 5 children. He have 10 years old to 4 years old. So I work with them. The mother died. I became Joe's wife when the mother died. And I've been helping this kid and helping. Then I use my experience to help her. God sent us to be the wife of the leader of the church. God have purpose for us to support that man for the ministry. So later on, again, I don't know why, people call us mom and dad. And mom and dad again. Now we can talk. We can help. So God opened the door so many times. This is teacher of Elim Bible School. 4 of them, the name Seng On, the 3rd one is a difficult one. Don't talk to anybody. Don't come to pray. Always accusing. I was there and be able to teach them, helping them, pray with them. I play the role that be with them. And finally, before I left Cambodia, she came to me. She came to me that Seng On, the 3rd person, that teacher, I know you are a woman of God. Whatever I share to you, I never heard from anyone that tell me about my story. You keep that. I said, yes. Then she said, I will changing a little bit, my life in order to serve God. We work from the top, the older, the head of the churches, come down to the young generation. This is a young adult. You know, problem here in United States, the same. You love the guy in the church, and the guy love the girl in the church, and then they broken up, they stop coming to church. A lot of things happened. One of them, she almost quit the church, but she came to me. I support her, I pray for her. She loved one young man, it was about our son, our adoption, but that young man loved another girl. But by praying with her, helping her out, she became a good friend of his new girlfriend. And be good friend. Be helping that. This is the way. It's not meant to be. It's not meant to be. You got to accept. I said, look at me. I was 31. I never found any guy. But when I found God prepared Mr. Joe for me, the right time, right place, right way, then her life also came from Buddhist family. Her mom and dad not Christian. Every time when she walk out from home to go to church, her mom yell, curse her. She came and pray for her family. Finally, before we came, she came to me, pray with me the last time. She said, my mom now accept the Lord. And my two sisters also go to church with me. We pray. That's why the power of prayer is very strong, ladies and gentlemen. We pray, then the Lord answer our prayer. I pray with young lady. I spend my time. Poor my husband. Every time when I pray with this one, they all came by 6, 7 o'clock by the time dinner. My husband hide in the room. We ate about 9 o'clock. All the time. So We work to help people one by one. That's a talk of keeping and mentoring people. This, we have also Bible school in Phnom Penh. These people are the white shirt. She's the girl that she loves to go, want to go to Bible school. She's poor. Her husband, her family doesn't have money. She worked very hard with the youth committee, but she loved to learn the word of God. She had no way to go to Bible school. She prayed. We heard God. God, if you want us to help this young lady, please, God, have young lady come to see us. Finally, one of these days, out of blue, she said, teacher, I really pray for me. I want to go to Bible school. I don't have money. Joe and I decided to pray, ask God that we can support this young girl. So we support her. It's not expensive right here. Only $450 per year. So we pay her 2 years. And then she graduated now. And she served the Lord. Two girls also came and in Phnom Penh study. And they love a prayer. They came to me. Then I use my technique and knitting. Crocheting, helping them, and they come to learn, and we pray. And the two girls also are helping and them in spiritually. Another person attend 4 years. We have 4 years college, Bible college in Phnom Penh, just like here. From inter-denomination, any kind of denomination, we join together. And this girl have no money, but by prayer, with us, by prayer with her, and a lot of people pray for her, then she get a grant for 4 years. But she have no money to spend each day. No money. So she can come ask me, can I stay at your house? We can, because they kick the student out. Saturday, so I said, sure. Come to our house, eat our food, open our refrigerator, be the kid, stay at our house. That we support her, not much, $20 per month. For her to buy the food. Over there, one meal probably costs 50 cents. Anyway, that's God bring so many, many people to our life, young and old. That's my ministry. God called me. Remember, in spite of Laotian woman does not speak Cambodian at all, but God fulfilled me to do that work. And I want to praise God. I want to testify that our Lord is great. Our Lord is good. And he can do to me, and he can do to all of us. It's not too late to go out for the mission. This is the last one. These two girls been adopted by a pastor, two couple. I heard they cry. One day they cry so hard. They cry, they want to leave house. They want to run away. They said, I've been adopted until 16 years old now, 19 years old. I want to see the mother, birth mother, cry and cry. Finally, God lead us to help these two girls. I helping them. I talk to them that God have purpose for you. God know everything in your life. That's why God allow your mom give you away to some people that now they've been adopted in the Christian home. But they still want to see their mom. But finally, and by coming to my house, I helping them study English and come here helping them, and they become happy kid, happy young girl. They never thought about it again. I use a scripture. Whoever worry about yourself, that you know when I sit, when I write, you perceive my thought from afar. And before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. I do this, helping these two girls. They cry without stopping. Cambodian love to cry. Little bit cry. Even they cry. Cry and cry. So I began to teach them this song. I have a maker. He formed my heart. Before even time began, my life was in his hand. I have a father. He called me his own. He will never leave me, no matter where I go. And he knows this one. They sing. I taught him only this in English. He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees tear that fall and hear me when I call. So they don't understand much English. So I've been doing. I said, let's find out YouTube. In Khmer version. Khmer version. I want you to test a little bit Khmer version, how the people Khmer speaking. This one is this Khmer language. Then I want to do that Khmer in my iPad, probably better. This, and when I sing this song, I heard the cry of these two girls all the time. When they sing, they cry. When they sing that he knows my name, he knows my every thought. And the Cambodian, they sing this way. And this is the Cambodian speaking. And probably whoever heard Cambodian speaking in here? No one? So yeah, that's good. Khnyom mien prea dai bang keut khnyom. Khnyom mien prea dai bang keut khnyom. Trong ban chnai chet khnyom. Khop pe na thang o khnyom keut. I let us go see that song. ปีชีวิตខ្ញុំជាមុនព្រះអង្គបានស្គាល់ឈ្មោះខ្ញុំ Squaw knyom, knyom sre rok patrong squaw knyom. When I sing this song, I think about these two girls. They sang, they cry, and they happy. They said, this God know you. Then finally, they turn out to be a good daughter to the adopted parent, and they love their friend dearly because they know that God know them. I come back to 2 Samuel 7:18. Who am I, sovereign Lord, and what is my family that you brought me this far? This is my life. I came from Laos. I never thought I could be this far to be a missionary to Cambodia. But God trained me step by step that I be able to go there and help Cambodian people. I afraid Cambodian people will not accept me. But then they love me. I go there been accept because the way it means I'm good. They love me because God make thing for me to do that. However, whatever I serve the Lord, I consider myself and my husband is worth nothing. My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me. The task testify to the good news and God's grace. This is the life of my husband and I, who came from as a refugee from another country, live in the land that God gives us, United States. We were able to go back home and share the gospel to people, not because I am. It's everything because of God to finish his race. I wonder sometime why God let me marry to Joe, a Cambodian, because God wants to use Joe to finish the race. Joe be fruitful ministry in Cambodia. He talked to government. He even be able to talk to prime minister. Then God want me to come alongside with him to finish the race for the kingdom of God. Then I see whatever purpose in my life struggle, then because of God's grace, and he want me to serve him in this country with my husband. I praise God. Thank you so much. May God continue to bless you all.